Hey now, and welcome to the City Off Campus podcast with your two favorite hosts, Sammy Sommerfeld and Jack McFarland. Before we start jumping into the NBA All-Star game and our personal All-Star game picks, I just briefly want to talk about Good Pods. Check us out on Good Pods at Sammy Sommerfeld, at Jack McFarland. It's a great social app to find new podcasts, get recommends. We have groups on there. I'm personally in one, and Jack's in it as well, as the College Podcaster group. People share podcasts, recommends what they're working on. It's a really fun one. There's a history one I belong to and a few other cool ones. So definitely go check that out and follow us on there. And now, Jack, let's dive into it. So first off, are you going to be KD, LeBron? Who are you taking here? I'll let you take that, and then you can draft starters. And
I can't take LeBron. I couldn't imagine taking LeBron as my captain, so I have to go with KD. We're going to go for the win only. I'm not going to try to be that trendy guy like LeBron. So we're just going for dubs.
Okay, I'll take on Bron. So, should I get first pick because you picked
of
that?
Course,
or? Okay,
of course.
Okay. First pick, I am going to take – ooh, this is tough, actually. I'm going to take Giannis.
Okay. All right. My first pick, I'm going to take out of Dallas, Luka Doncic.
Okay. Second pick, going – the guy who finally got like the mental block of competing and actually being a productive guy night in, night out of his head, Joel Embiid.
All right. And I'll match that big pick with one of my own. I'll take a good old Jokic.
Okay.
Got the all Euro team going right now.
Yeah. Going real international. Ooh. So now we're left with Steph, Kawhi, Bradley Beal, and Kyrie. I'm going Bradley Beal here. I like his production. I'm going with Brad. I need some offense. I need some guards. That's where I couldn't get another bigger dude.
All right. Well, now that I'm taking a look at mine, am I allowed to take reserves?
Not yet. We're only doing starters first. The starting fives.
All right, fine. Then I'll just take Kawhi.
Okay. I'll end with Steph.
And then that means I have
Kyrie.
Fuck yes, dude. This team is so dysfunctional. So I have, starting at my one, I have Kyrie. At the two, Luka. At the three, we have Kawhi. At the four, KD. And the five, Jokic.
So I got Joel matching up against Embiid. Got Giannis at the four, Bron at the three, Bradley Beal at the two, and Steph at the one. But I'm going to have LeBron guard Kyrie.
That's just absolutely blasphemous. Oh, my God.
Who are you taking reserves?
All right, so my first reserve, I have to, Zach LaVine. Amen. Okay. He's the hottest player in the NBA right now, Zach LaVine.
Okay. I respect that. I'm going to go with the reserves. Want some guard action, too. I'm going to take James Harden.
Nice. Is it going to be 240-pound James Harden or 200-pound James Harden?
200. Need an efficient, speedy dude.
Next question. Can I pick someone that's hurt? That's not playing but has been replaced?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Cool. I'll take Anthony Davis.
Okay. I'll take D-Book.
All right. And then after that, I will take Dame Dalla.
Ooh, okay. Now, is he going to be rapping on the bench before he comes into the game? Or is it going to be post-game? Like, when's the rap? Because he can't perform at halftime this year.
He's going to have a bar or four created, wrapped and all that in the locker room. I think it's really going to get the guys fired up. He might slip up once or twice, but it's fine. I don't need Damian Lillard to be perfect, just like his rap doesn't need to be perfect. Right. I have Kyrie. Like, Kyrie can handle this. Kyrie can rap for me if I want. He's really philosophical. I'm sure he can put some
rhymes together. Who are you taking a rap battle between ZO2 and Dame Dalla?
Oh, Dame, any day. ZO2 is just there for looks. Dame's actually a rapper. Like, straight up, he is a rapper.
Jello drops bars, too. Just saying.
No, Jello steals bars.
Facts. LV Chinatown.
So your pick now?
Yeah. So I'm going to go guard again. Got to go with a guy who's on the hottest team in the NBA right now. Got to go Donovan Mitchell.
I looked up, actually, I think I was today years old when I found out Donovan Mitchell is only 6 feet tall. And that surprised me. I thought maybe he was 6'2".
6'2", yeah. That's what maybe. I always thought.
No, he's 6 foot, and that's the craziest thing ever. All right, my next bench, it's between two absolute studs. But like I said, we are going for wins. We're going to take Zion.
Ooh, okay. I thought he was going to go towards the end. I'm going to go, got to get a big off the bench. Might as well get Rudy Gobert. Just hope he doesn't spread COVID to the team.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't cough on mics and touch him and do all that fun stuff. How many reserves do we get? Are we getting 6, 5? I don't know what this.
Four right now.
Yeah, I have 4. Let's go 6.
Let's go 6. Okay.
My 5th is actually, I think, one of the sleepiest, most underrated players this year, Julius Randle.
Oh, that was mine.
I think Julius Randle is having an absolutely unbelievable year. And what better way to compliment Zion than his carbon copy in Julius Randle?
Yeah. Oh, you stumped me here, dude. I had like my final two lined up. Okay. I'm going Paul George here.
Yikes. You're going to give me the guy who shot 4 for 20 last night, Jason Tatum.
Okay. I'm giving you Tatum.
That's fine. I'll take him. He's got that Mamba mentality, shooting 4 for 20.
Hey, I mean, I have Book. He's the real Mamba. He's the real up and coming Mamba.
All right. So I'm going to go through my starting.
I have one more. Oh, do I go guard? I don't want Vucevic because, I mean, it's Vucevic.
All right, you could have Chris Paul. That's pretty sweet. I know. That's awesome, dude. That's so cool. Chris Paul might be the best pick of your draft.
Or Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons, I want guys who can, like, shoot threes if we want them to. This is an all-star
game. Ben Simmons is the worst all-star game player you could pick.
I know. I'm going Chris Paul. I'm going CP3. Let him and Bron team up. Show them how the older boys do it. Still, even though Bron, they're coming off their 4th straight loss, and Bron can't make threes for his life right now.
Oh, it's because he's not doing that thing where he has the ball in one hand and he looks at it, and then he like takes that gather step and shoots it. That's the LeBron patented three. Like, hey, I'm gonna take this three right in your fucking face. And I don't think it's going this year. I really haven't watched a Laker game, but
AD's not on the floor.
That's a really big deal as well. But yeah, for LeBron, like, he can only make the really cliche setup. Hey, look at me, I'm going to shoot this 3 3-pointers. He can't do like any. I don't think he can shoot a three if it's not like looking at the hand. I don't think he can.
Is Bron showing age in your opinion?
No, but I think Bron needs to quit shooting threes.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been a 3-point shooter. And
drive and pass, Bron. Drive and pass.
That's exactly. You had 10 assists last year for a reason, not shooting threes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to read back my lineup, and then we'll have the audience vote this weekend on whose team would win. So my starting five is Bron, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Bradley Beal, and Steph. Then my reserves are Harden, D-Book, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Paul George, and CP3.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Your team sucks.
I was going to pause you real second. I was going to just say you don't even have to read your list because we know that my team already wins.
Right. So Team Europe, my starting five, I have Kyrie, who's basically from another planet. Luka, Kawhi as well as like the Terminator. He's not born on this planet. KD and Nikola Jokic at the five. My bench, the hottest player in the NBA, Zach LaVine. The most hurt player in the NBA, Anthony Davis. The best rapper in the NBA, Dame Dala. Baby Bron Zion. Zion Jr. named Julius Randle, and then Mamba mentality 4 for 20, Jason Tatum.
Okay,
I think this
Here's
team
what I'll give you
winning
give
formula.
You won't win this game, but you'll have the most swagger.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Hey, and swagger in the NBA goes a long way, especially in an All-Star game.
Yeah,
I'd rather have swagger than gamers.
The one player I wish was in the All-Star game this year was Russell Westbrook, just because I want to see what type of outfit he'd bring to a team, where, like, just the swagger effect right there. Like,
nope.
Is he coming in overalls? Is he coming shirtless? Like, you know, why not? What's he repping with? Why not? Like, you know, some weird glasses. I mean, Kyrie's going to do it too. I mean, Kyrie's going to bring some weirdness to your team. Big time.
I wonder if Kyrie's going to wear a shirt saying the earth is actually round, just to stir the pot even more. Just to say, hey, I was fucking with you guys forever. The earth is actually round. That would be the best way to start.
He'd wear that shirt thinking it's a meme. That's what he would do. Be like, I found this funny shirt. Oh, yeah. Shirt.
Actually, that's a great point. Or Kyrie would just not show up and then wear that shirt to a club, and we would see it after the fact.
True.
That's You know what? Now that I think about it, I drafted a cancer on my team, so
yeah. So
it's not going to be
good luck. So good luck. Let's see who he teams up with next. One's hard. See, with my team, Harden and you have Durant. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, this might be bad for Harden. I mean, KD and Kyrie might team up against him and try to get a new star on that team if they start dropping a few games soon.
All-star
break.
Breaking news. Russell Wilson has just notified the team of the destinations he would be able to be traded to. It includes the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and your Chicago Bears.
Let's go. I can't make that up. I saw earlier it was like Dolphins, Jets, Saints.
Nope.
Bro. Dude, it says screw right Deshaun here. Watson right here. I'm off the Deshaun Watson train, and I'm all for the Russell Wilson train.
He says that he has not demanded a trade, but if a trade was considered, there would only be four teams that he would consider. Dallas, New Orleans, LA, nope, Vegas, fuck, and the Bears.
Now, here's my thing, though. Why would you want to leave DK Metcalf?
See, one of the things that I couldn't understand with the Seahawks,
top five receiver, and
they fired their offensive coordinator. They like separated at the end of the season because of a difference of like philosophy, and that really was interesting to me because this has been like the first year where they've really thrown the ball, let Russ cook, like the whole meme thing. And I get that, but you look at the Seahawks and you also look at like someone like the Rams, and they're very top heavy rosters. The Seahawks do not have great young depth. Their O-line, I would say the Seahawks O-line is worse than the Bears O-line. Yes, they have DK. They're going to have to pay DK. They're also already paying Lockett. They don't have like a consistent run game, and their defense.
Shaquille Griffin's up for
the Legion of Boom contract. Was eight years ago. Right.
Yeah.
And the last guy on there is Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright, who both are last 2 years of their lives, I'm sure.
Well, isn't KJ Wright trying to get paid this year too?
Yeah. And KJ Wright has no room getting paid. He is not by any means athletic enough to play outside linebacker, and you can't move him inside because you still have Bobby and you're paying Bobby a fortune. So I could see why Russ wants to leave, not wants to, but is open to it, because I think he sees writing on the wall. They've won one playoff game the past 4 years. It's not a recipe for success. Not to say that the Bears are any better of a recipe, but I'd say their defense is better. I'd say they have better young talent on offense. Yeah. In Mooney, Kmet, David Montgomery is without a doubt better than any running back the Seahawks have. And I like that. And plus – a lot of Bears fans might shudder when I say this, but when you have an offensive-minded coach in Nagy, it helps to come in and say, like, okay, you want to throw the ball? Great. I'm here to throw the ball. Like, let's do it. That's what Russ is there to do.
The thing, if we were able to get Russ somehow, some way, which would shock me beyond belief, is it kind of resolves our O-line issue, where if we still can't get a strong O-line together – we have Russ who can move out of the pocket, throw the ball, create plays. So that would be one very big positive, where if we're still stuck with a subpar O-line, we have a guy who can actually move and create some plays on his own.
Right. And look, Russell's what, 33, 34? Yeah.
32 or 33.
The guy he's prime right now.
Exactly. And his arm's better than ever.
I don't think his price is going to be more than Watson's. Personally, no. I don't think he'll be worth more. I think he could be a couple firsts and maybe a player, but Deshaun Watson will and should demand the highest price on the quarterback market. But point being, Russell being 32 or 33 bodes well for every team that wants to make an offer.
Yeah, no, I think it's more likely that Russell gets moved than Watson at this point, just because of the fact that, one, the Texans don't want to trade him still for, you know, obvious reasons, but they're idiots for not just moving him and cleaning house. Like, they've literally cleaned house with their communications director, their equipment manager, their coaching staff, JJ Watt. Like, they're cleaning house except for the quarterback, which makes no sense, but who doesn't want to be there? But in terms of Russell Wilson, though, if this was 2-3 years ago, he would get the highest bids probably ever. But the thing is, it's the age factor. I think it will take two firsts, a third or fourth round pick in the following draft, and then an O-line piece, or, you know, just some offensive piece to, like, just make things look good. Kind of like when, like, the remember when the Saints and Seahawks did a trade for Max Unger? And it was like a first round pick, him, and it was like one other offensive piece.
That was when Seattle's offense started to take a nosedive, is when they traded Unger away. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was almost like the Saints traded away like an offensive piece, I think, just to kind of filter over the fact that they were trading away one of their best players. So I think it would be something like that. And honestly, like, my question then is, does Allen Robinson come back if the Bears gave him a subpar offer?
I think the Bears are going to tag A-Rob regardless of what happens, to be honest. I think they're realizing his value, and they can't pay him an extension based on what he sees his value as. But the franchise tag is going to be like $16.5 million, I think. And that's ballpark of where A-Rob wants, maybe a little more. But beggars can't be choosers. And when a team technically still has your rights, you know, and they're going to tag you, dude, just fucking play. You know, like, I don't get why people sit out. But another tweet that I just came up on my feed, and it's talking about the dead cap for both Texans and Seahawks. If they traded both their quarterbacks, the Seahawks would have $39 million in dead money this coming season, while the Texans would only have $21.5 million. So that's interesting. I didn't think about that, but Russell's contract has a deeper cap hit right now. I think it's because his extension's already like started and Watson's has not kicked in yet. So Watson might be a little cheaper, but it looks like it's tough to move either quarterback, but the Eagles made it possible. They moved Carson Wentz. They took
the cap hit.
Yeah. So it's not like it's impossible at this point, but it is interesting to see that $18 million in difference from the youngest superstar quarterback on the market and the established superstar quarterback. It's interesting. I don't know if the Seahawks are going to be willing to eat that money because like I said earlier, they are a little top heavy, and that's not something you want to do if you're trying to build youth. Now, Philadelphia had to do it, like, obviously. But Seattle doesn't need to do this. So I would be surprised to see Seattle make a move now that we're talking about it, but anything is possible in the NFL nowadays.
So looking at some of the top wide receivers, we'll go by position a little bit. Let's make some predictions on where we think people end up. So first, I'm starting off with some of the people at the top of the list. So we talked to A-Rob kind of already. We think he's coming back to Chicago. I think he's going to come back to Chicago unwillingly with the franchise tag, try to get traded. But then if the Bears make some type of nice move for quarterback or another piece around him, I think that will kind of convince him to stay one, two more seasons and ride this thing out with some of the guys on defense who are at their prime still. With Mac and some, you know, Roquan kind of starting to get there and some of the other pieces. But looking at Chris Godwin, does he stay in Tampa? Does he stay in Tampa under the tag? Does he get re-signed to a huge deal?
So one stat I saw about Chris Godwin is he had 6 or 7 drops in the entire playoffs, which is the most of any receiver in the past, like, what, 20 years? Mm-hmm. That's insane. And it's like, he's a great receiver, great slot receiver. But if you don't consistently catch the ball, that knocks your value. I don't think he's going to get a phenomenal deal on the open market. I don't think you leave Tom Brady. You know, if you're in Tampa, and I don't think there's any reason that Godwin will leave. I could see him being tagged, but I could also see him taking a 1-year prove it just because the cap isn't jumping as much as people think. I think we're going to see a lot of 1 years. I don't think he'll sacrifice any value, but I think he will I think he'll stay in Tampa. I don't think there's any reason for him to leave.
Yeah, I think he stays in Tampa just because, I mean, you literally just won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Why not run it back at least one more year than get a huge payday? But he will be able to use the Super Bowl as leverage to really get some money.
And for the rest of his career, he'll always get an extra $2 million because he is that Super Bowl champ. Yeah. And that's awesome.
I think he gets a two-year deal where it's going to be like a one and one type of thing where he gets an option on the second year, just because then it gives him the flexibility. If Tom Brady retires and doesn't come back for some reason after this next year, it can be like, okay, now I can really just try to get a payday. But looking at another wide receiver who to me is one of the most interesting players on the market, because you look at the Detroit Lions, they get Jared Goff, get rid of Matthew Stafford. Their wide receiving core is literally expiring between Galladay and Marvin Jones. So with Kenny Galladay, he's a guy a lot of teams are interested in with his size, athleticism, and you know, he's a guy who's battled through some injuries, but people really don't know a lot about him in terms of the average football fan, just because nobody watches Lions football. Where do you think he ends up?
So I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Kenny Galladay from the Chicago area. He's a St. Rita guy, so fuck St. Rita, but absolutely off topic. I think Galladay, I don't think he'll return to the Lions. I don't see any way, like, truly, the Lions could give him a sick deal. But
I don't think they re-sign him. I think the Lions don't want to.
I could see the Lions. I could see Kenny not, because they traded Stafford away for Goff. And Goff is, like, okay. Like, it's not great. But if you're Kenny Galladay, you're 27, 28, dude, go maximize your value on the market. Like, there's no reason to stay in Detroit. Do what Megatron couldn't do. Leave. Yeah. You know, I don't think he'll stay. I could see Galladay going to like New England or something, because New England loves those body receivers. I could see him going, if Miami's willing to pay a price and not make a move on Watson, they have the cap to make a move for Galladay. But yeah, I don't see him returning to Detroit. Fuck St. Rita. But
so my pick is Indianapolis Colts, where he might not get a huge payday, but T.Y. Hilton's expiring. Who knows if he comes back? Who knows if they even want him back? They're building something in Indianapolis. I think when you're stuck in Detroit for however long he's been there, 2014, whatever, you want to see some winning. And I think going to a place like Indianapolis, I'm not a big Wentz guy, but I think with that defense, they're going to make a playoff appearance with that division. The Titans are a competitive team, but the Texans are gone. Jacksonville, who cares about them? They're going to take a couple of years to even be anything special with that. I think Indianapolis would be a really interesting place for him.
But speaking of Jacksonville, I am interested to see like who they overpay for and who they get, because I don't think we've talked about it on the show. Urban Meyer being hired and him hiring all of the assistants that he did really showed that this is Urban's ship and he is the captain. And it couldn't have been personified any better with the Chris Doyle hiring and then the
Urban flexing his power and
immediate resignation. Right. But obviously I feel like they're going to overpay for someone somewhere somehow. And it's going to look dumb. And I think Urban might look dumb this year. I feel like Urban is going to have some growing pains. I don't know. I think he's coming in like big hot shot. Look at me. I'm Urban Meyer. I can do shit. Look at me. I don't think it matters. Like, I think he's going to treat this in the worst way possible, but I think he'll grow. I think his second year will be better in Jacksonville, but I don't think this year will be anything special. You can't pay and win through free agency. Like, there's really hasn't been any team in history that's done that. And I will not count the Buccaneers because Tom Brady is an anomaly. That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, I agree. Looking at this list a little bit more, I'm going to throw one more wide receiver in there and then throw some other positions out there for you. Will Fuller. I think so. It's actually quite a few people have said this, but I just completely agree with it because it makes the most sense to me. Is I think he's going to Green Bay. I think Green Bay is the spot.
Yeah, bro.
Green Bay wants him. It was supposed to happen middle of the year. Yeah. Like, Aaron Rodgers is happy, gets one or two more years with a guy who I think could be a true number one, even though he's more two still in Green Bay. You basically have 1A and 1B with, you know, there. Will Fuller's a big, strong guy. he, you know, didn't he went to Notre Dame, right?
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. So he played in the cold weather, tough system. I think Will Fuller ends up in Green Bay.
I think there's any offseason, and I feel like every fan says this, for Green Bay to make a move for a receiver would be now, but yeah. You've been saying this the past 2-3 years.
If two NFC yeah. championships doesn't wake you up where you lose both, like
I don't think I don't think the offense is the problem in Green Bay. And I don't. They fired their defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, who's now a defensive like assistant on the Bears.
Yeah.
Point being, they didn't add anything to their defense going in from losing to the 49ers into this past year. They started an undrafted rookie and Christian Kirksey at linebacker. They just released Kirksey.
I know. I was sad about that.
Yes. Point being, they have a lot of holes, I think, on defense that they just don't think they need to fill. And Za'Darius Smith's sick. Preston Smith is, I'd say, irrelevant compared to Za'Darius. Kenny Clark's one of the best nose tackles in the NFL, but they don't have a linebacker worth shit. They don't. They get exposed because of that. They can't stop the run. And until that happens, you can't expect to win. Like, Rodgers can go down and score and score and score and score. But if the other team keeps the ball in their hands and runs it, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, dude, yeah. The fact that David Montgomery had an 80-yard run on the Packers and just dragged his balls on their face proves that there's a problem on that defense. If the Bears are running the ball right up the middle and doing that, their secondary is unbelievable. I don't know if offense is what they need. It wouldn't hurt them. But they do have a question mark with Aaron Jones, because Aaron Jones is going to be a free agent, and he is dynamic. He is super good. And it comes down to, are the Packers going to keep Jamal Williams, who is as well good? They have to keep A.J. Dillon because they drafted him in the second round like a bunch of buffoons. And he's a power back. He can't come out of the backfield and catch the ball. So are they okay with just Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon? Because I think that takes a hit on their receiving game. So, yeah, I could see Will Fuller going there, but I think the Packers in the end really need to attack that defense, because 2 years in a row, and they haven't been able to – like, they didn't stop Tampa, and they didn't stop the Niners, but they were able to score on offense. So, I don't know. To me, I think that they need to attack the other side of the ball, but that does just feel like you're wasting another Rodgers year, which sucks. But yeah. That's the hand that they've been dealt, and that's the hand they chose to be dealt because they drafted Jordan Love. So go Packers, man. That's what they fucking love to do. Go do you, man. I don't care.
So I have a list of a couple guys that I'm just going to fire off. And if you have any, then give them to me after I fire these guys off. Cam Newton, where does he go?
Retirement.
Okay. I say Washington.
I don't think he go. Dude, quarterback itself, he can't do it. I don't think he can.
You're cutting out, by the way, just so you know. Here.
Yeah, well, that's because I have bad Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I know. I just want to let you know. I think the thing with Washington is it's last chance you for Cam. He has to go to a place where they trust him. They know him. They know his abilities and capabilities. I think that could be a place. I think – one, I mean, Cam chirping at a camper. I loved it, putting him in his place. It was great. It was great Twitter entertainment to see Cam in the trendings again. Juju Smith-Schuster. Blue-haired queen.
He's not going to be back in Pittsburgh, I don't think. I think they're done with his shit.
I'm calling it here. Baltimore Ravens.
Ew. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't think they could do it. I think they'd all spit on him as soon as he stepped in the locker room. I don't think there would be any.
Oh, I think the Ravens would be so bought in. Lamar.
There'd be so much love lost.
It would be great. J.J. Watt.
I think, all right, so there's reports that J.J. is getting offers of 15 to 16 million. That's sick. I agree. He should get those offers.
The Bengals.
I don't think he's going to take an offer that big. I think he's going to sign
a $8 million deal. That's my
bro. I don't think he gives a fuck about money. I think he's taking a minimum. I don't think he gives a shit. I think he'll wait it out. Cause yeah, he made it to free agency, but the guy's made how much money? And he wants to go win. If he didn't want to win, he'd stay in Houston and battle it out with Deshaun. But he's not. I think he'll go. My pick before all these freaking experts on Twitter said it. I thought he was going to go to the Bills because the Bills really need a good pass rusher that they don't have. Imagine if Epinesa growed with Watt. That'd be disgusting. So I think the Bills would be nice. I think Pittsburgh is a stretch. I don't think Pittsburgh's happening. But I, truly, Bills, I don't think the Packers is happening either. But if he signs with the Bears, it'd be for a minimum. And that would just be because he thinks it could happen. And I think that would be after the Bears trade for Russell Wilson, that J.J. Watt will sign with them for a minimum. You heard it here first.
So you're taking the Bills or Bears? Yes,
Bills.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Bills, or I was going to say a little like hot take, but it would just basically be like a Braun type of move. Brady recruits Watt to come to Tampa, but, and you know, just add to that line. And then I wanted to ask, where do you think Sue goes?
I don't know. Where do you think?
I think Sue's signing back in Tampa if they want him. I think if they don't want him, I think he goes to Seattle.
I could see Sue going to Seattle. I could see him going back to Miami, maybe.
I thought about that too.
Actually, no.
But I thought
they have Wilkins, they're building and young. Ogba.
They're building young, though.
They got a good core. Yeah, I could see Sue staying there. One guy that's really interesting is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep, and I was going to ask that one next. I
saw a prediction on him. A lot of people were like, oh my God, Bears get him if everything falls through. I agree. If everything falls through and we have to draft someone, go get Fitzpatrick. Agreed. But I could see the Patriots going after Fitzmagic.
Yeah, so people have said Patriots, the team I think that could go after him, but I think it would be hard for Fitz to want to go there, is Dallas Cowboys. They're having issues with Dak.
You just
have a guy, plug him in, play him. When Dak signs back, okay, it's Dak's team again.
What about Iowa grad Desmond King?
Oh, that's who I was going to fire off next. Desmond King's an interesting one. One team I thought would be interesting is the Arizona Cardinals, Patrick Peterson. I think doesn't come back. I think he goes to a contender, like top contender, as like, you know, a third guy or something like that. More like not like almost trying to like reignite his career, like how Richard Sherman did. That's kind of what I see Patrick Peterson doing. So I'll say Arizona.
I like that. I got one more personally. James Winston. Where the hell is he going to go?
I think he stays in New Orleans.
You think so?
I don't think they love him.
Is Drew coming back? Is Drew coming back?
I think Drew's coming back. Everybody says he's retiring. I think that's going to make Drew want to come back. I
think he's done, bro. He's so bad.
I think he
comes back. I could throw a ball further than freaking Drew Brees right now.
Well, think about it for him. Like, what does he have to lose? If he's he lost in the playoffs, yeah. If he has a terrible season, he has a terrible season. Awful way to end. But he'd get to be with fans. He'd have the whole fans, like Kobe, like farewell. I think Drew stays.
Bro, I don't think Drew – I personally don't think Drew has anything else to do. He's so – I don't know. He's the reason the Saints haven't been a contender. Yeah, but he's been the reason the Saints haven't been contenders.
They beat the Bucks twice this year.
They beat the Bucks twice and then lost in the playoffs because Drew couldn't fucking throw the ball downfield. That's a big problem.
True. So two other guys I have, and then I have one trade/free agent because we don't know what's happening with him yet. Sammy Watkins. My pick is Chicago.
Not
Chicago. Not Chicago. Wait. No, that I jumped ahead. I didn't mean
to throw up.
Oh, now I just blanked on it. I had it written down.
Cincinnati?
No. It was somebody that needed a wide receiver.
Cleveland.
Yes, it was. That's who it was. It was Cleveland. Because my next thing is going to be OBJ, but we'll go.
I think OBJ gets traded.
Okay, so if he gets traded, where do you think he ends up?
I don't fucking know. Jacksonville?
Mine's Miami.
I could see him going to Jacksonville. I think Miami signs it. I think Miami puts a big offer out on Allen, on Kenny. I think they're gonna pair someone opposite of Devontae. That's really nice. I could see them going after Fuller as well. But I think OBJ, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to like Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. Like, dude, that's such an OBJ move, I would think.
Yeah.
It would just be such a dead giveaway. He'd be like, oh, dude, I want to go play with the best quarterback in the league right now. I'm OBJ. Dude, I'll make him so sick. That's what he's going to think. He thought that with Baker, sure. And it didn't work. Baker's good without
also
him.
Also, is Jarvis. He's like, oh, it's going to be like LSU.
Yeah.
Let's run it.
Well, he's better. He's better without OBJ because, well, a lot of people say Baker feels like he needs to get OBJ the ball. And you have Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Period. You have the best O-line in football, maybe outside of the Colts. Why don't you just run the ball? Like that's and they did that this year. And they nearly
have two tight ends. You have a two tight end system. They're basically wide receivers.
It's there's no reason I think for them. That OBJ trade now I think about it, it's just I don't know what the Browns gave up. But man. Well,
they gave up they gave up Peppers. Jabril Peppers.
Do they give the pick that was went to become? So here it is. They traded OBJ for a first, a second, and Jabril. They flip picks, fourth and a fifth round. So I don't even, dude. It was just such a weird trade. It was like, why? I don't. Whatever. I don't care.
Final player, James Conner. Where does he go? I say New York Jets. Follows in Bell's footsteps. They need a running back.
James Conner. I could see. You know, I really can't see him a ton of places. I really can't. I could see him going to, like, Houston. There's really not a lot. I think about it
because it's like why re-sign Pittsburgh? They're gonna do nothing. They have no money. Like
it's that, and then James Conner is just not an explosive athlete. Like he's a great between the tackles power back, and not a lot of teams in the league rely on that. Like Buffalo does sometimes, but they have Zach Moss.
Yeah.
Bucks did a couple times, but they have Fournette. I would say Seattle, but they have Carson. So I don't know. I don't have an answer on that. I don't know where James Conner would go. I guess I'll just say back in Pittsburgh because.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then final question before we wrap up this pod, because we did a very quick sports pod this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods had the car crash.
Mm-hmm.
Legs hurt. Hopefully was going to play the Masters this year. Obviously not going to happen. Does he retire or is there a major Tiger comeback to end the storyline? He comes back, tries to win one more major or two or three, and then ties Jack.
I think Tiger comes back for multiple reasons. One, maybe to tie Jack, but I think he will try to play on the senior tour. I think that'll be his big goal to himself to try and come back. But I think another thing is he had the opportunity to do that father-son tournament with his son.
Yeah.
And like we say, it might be years before Tiger is able to play golf again. And his kid's going to be way better. Selfishly, I'm sure Tiger wants to come back and be able to play with his kid, whether it's in those amateur tournaments with them or whatnot.
Just put on a show.
Yeah. Like, dude, that'll grow Tiger and not just Tiger's brand, but his own kid's brand so much more. I see Tiger selfishly coming back for that, but yeah, it was one of those on Twitter where.
Oh, it was crushing. It was crushing.
It was like Kobe news.
Yeah,
it was. No,
I literally had a Kobe flashback right there.
Mm-hmm. It was reminiscent of Kobe news because
I think it would have been bigger.
It would have been, but I think another issue, the difference, and it's terrible we make these comparisons, but Kobe's, like, there was rumors of the whole family being on the helicopter, two daughters, three daughters, with Tiger, the really only big myth of the scenario was it a double leg fracture? Like, can he walk? Like, what's the deal? And yes, there was a lot of misinformation that was spread. Yeah. I feel like the LA
Sheriff's. I was worried he like relapsed or something.
Oh man, and that's like one of my buddies said that. Like, oh, single car rollover sounds like DUI. Like, no, you could say that, dude, but that's just you can't really say that nowadays on the internet. Like, that's misinformation. That's speculation.
Well, I was happy people didn't make that thing, like, weren't all, nobody was really saying it on ESPN or anything, like, he could have been intoxicated, whatever, but that was something that I was worried about, just because I think about that fire hydrant in his neighborhood and what happened there.
Yeah, no.
I was just like, when you watch that Tiger documentary on HBO a month ago, and then you see this happen right when it kind of ended on a high again, you're just like, oh, this story still has so many ups and downs. Oh, you got to watch it. It's amazing.
Still haven't seen it. I know. Everyone's been telling me to see it. What's it on, HBO?
HBO.
Yeah, I'll go give it a watch.
Okay, ready to wrap this one up?
Of course. Hey, and just like Sam started the podcast, Good Pods. If you haven't gotten on there, I'm sick and tired of telling you to fucking get on there, because you need to. It's awesome. There's too many podcasts in this world, and there's not enough ways for you to categorize them and find the ones you want. Believe me, Good Pods will help you do that. As always, not the same time, same place. We will see you guys later.